Every day is upside down in Sonji Land.
Hi and welcome to the Sonji Land Show, where everybody's upside down. And today my guest is Louis Landa, who is actually, you are the reason why we're here, because you made everything possible.
Well, me and Kim, I guess.
Yeah, you too. But you were the one who messaged me.
I don't remember actually how it started.
I think I replied to your story.
I replied to your story actually when you were doing skating.
Ah, yeah, that was it. Yeah. And then we started talking, and Louis is Mexican, and
yeah.
I'm also Mexican, so we kind of got a connection.
Yeah.
I'm so happy we are able to be here.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Yeah, and you just finished your second year, right?
Yes, it's now the end of the second year, and I come back next year for the third and then the fourth. Still 2 years more.
So he's also at the circus school here in Kiev, where we are destroying ourselves pretty much with training.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you get into hand balance? Let's start from the beginning.
It's kind of a long story, but when I was in the school, I had this theater teacher who was a clown. I didn't know it, but he was a clown too. So one of my friends told with him to have an acrobatic lesson because he was doing some acrobatics. And my friend invited me and some other friends because we thought it can be funny to do some backflips. Just for fun, you know?
Like, was that in the normal school? Like,
Yeah. I mean, it was outside the school, this acrobatic lesson.
Like extra activities.
Yeah.
Mm.
But it was with this theater teacher.
Okay.
So I thought it could be super fun just to do some backflips and I don't know.
Cool.
Awesome. Fun. Yeah. And this teacher took like super serious this group, so he can start with he started to teach us handstands and acrobatics.
Oh, cool.
And hand to hand, some stuff like that that
wow.
We don't even know that it was possible.
Mm-hmm.
And with the time, my friends stopped going to this class because they were so tired or whatever. So at some point, it was only me and the teacher training.
Oh.
So that's also why I started to do handstands, because when we were a lot in the group, when we were too many, we were doing acrobatics.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was only me, it was kind of heavy, just do acrobatics and everything.
Yeah.
So I preferred to do handstands.
Oh, wow.
And I felt it. I was not so bad at in handstands in the beginning, so I really like it.
Cool.
Yeah.
So how old were you at that time?
I was 16.
And
15,
how
16, yeah.
How did you decide like that you want to study hand balance?
That took me some years after that. That was just the beginning, you know. I was doing this just for fun. Then he opened a school, a little studio just to teach circus. And he asked me if I wanted to join.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to pay nothing, but I needed to go to all the lessons. So his wife is a ballet teacher. So I was taking ballet and another dance lessons, trapeze, hand to hand, acrobatics, and hand balance.
Awesome.
So it was pretty nice because I was going every day and just spending all my days training, having fun. It was not so serious as it's here.
Mm.
But I started to like it so much, the circus world. Mm. And then he started to take me to another way when he was getting ready to do auditions to another schools,
mm-hmm.
to professional schools. Because I didn't know there was circus schools in the world, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I was 17, I did my first audition. This is something that nobody knows, actually. To Montreal.
Oh, you did? Oh
yeah,
my god.
Yeah, yeah. Because,
how was that?
Because I thought it was the only circus school in the world. I didn't know there were so many.
Yeah.
Of course, they didn't take me. And I was like, they didn't take me because I was so bad, I guess.
Oh my god, that's really surprising.
Yeah.
How was the audition process?
No, they didn't even talk me, took me, because they sent in video.
Ah,
yeah,
okay.
I didn't went to Montreal and then.
Ah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So I was kind of sad because
I bet.
Yeah. I thought it was my only chance. to be in a circus school.
But then you realized, oh my god, there's a whole world.
Yeah, for a while I was just like training and maybe thinking about working somewhere in Mexico if I was working. Yeah. But then I searched on the internet and I found many schools, especially in France. In Europe, in general, there's many schools. So I went to France to make an audition.
Mm-hmm.
They took me. I was 18 when they took me. And that's the beginning, basically, of my real handstands story.
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because before it was only like sometimes in a week, I could hold a 2 arms handstand, but that was pretty
tough.
And I was 1 year in the circus school in Amiens, in France, who is a preparatory school, actually. It's not a professional.
Ah, okay.
And then I went to Lomme, which is another school really close to Belgium. And it was very nice. I really like it. But I wanted something more, you know. I felt the level, it was a little bit the same. For 1 year that I stayed there, I was not growing so much.
Oh, okay.
And I was just watching all the time videos of people from Ukraine, like Pavel or Arthur. I was so excited about how they were doing these things.
Yeah.
So I go to the school and just get in.
Cool. That's so interesting. How is the training here in Kyiv different from the training in France?
In France, you have many artistic lessons, so you cannot be training as much as here. You have maybe 9 hours training, 10 hours training in your discipline in a whole week.
Mm.
Yeah, and here you can do almost the same in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the difference.
So it's just the time spent on the actual specialization versus on artistic.
And also changed a lot because here the people, they don't have limits. They don't think something is impossible.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you see them, you believe actually it's possible and you see how it works.
Yeah.
You start to believe it and it happens with the time. Of course, a lot of work, but when you see it with your eyes,
yeah,
it's totally different.
I agree with you 100%. I am starting to, my mind is starting to open up to forget about all the signs, forget about everything you learned in university and work and achieve anything.
Yeah.
How have you developed since you started in Kyiv?
Well, it was kind of hard because I had one technique in France because I had a Chinese teacher. So it was another kind of work. It was mainly about the repetitions and presses all the time, just like to get the strength and everything, but not so much about the technique. So when I came here, they changed my technique since the first day. And I remember the first day I could hold a handstand only for 30 seconds, 35 maximum.
Because you weren't used to the way they changed you.
Yeah, the teacher changed me so much that I was using all my power just to try to stay in this position. And it was so hard.
Tell us more about that. What exactly did you change?
Basically, my shoulders, they were closed, so she opened my shoulders more. The back also, I was like chest open all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the hardest things to change if you are not naturally so flexible from the shoulders at the back.
So she changed your shoulder alignment basically.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the hands also, because I was not caring so much where I was putting my hands, so maybe left one, it was in front of the right, I was doing, you know.
Mm.
So now I'm trying to be really careful about where my hands are.
Mm-hmm.
Since the moment I go to the handstand.
Mm. And so, what new skills have you learned in this time?
The one arms, I got it here.
So you couldn't do one arms at all?
When I was in France at the end of the school, like on the canes, probably I was doing like 2 seconds.
Okay.
Every 10 times.
Yeah.
So I could not say that I had one arms.
Yeah.
And when I came here, it was a long process just to clean my technique that it took me almost 7 months just to try to do one arms properly.
Just to get used to the new way of handstand.
Yeah, because
it was
so hard that just getting from straddle to tuck, it was another story.
Yeah.
The tuck, I think it was the hardest position that I've had in 2 hours when I came here. Because the position of the shoulders.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got many tricks. At the end of the year, I was doing only straddle and trying to close legs on my first year, but it was not so clean. And this year I got flags, figa, candle, low croc.
Yeah, it's
like many tricks that I got this year.
You also fucking jump into figa.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Sometimes works, sometimes not, but yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it seems like it's hard sometimes to get the tricks when you're training every day. It's like looking to the mirror, you know? You don't realize how it changed, but if you look like in perspective about who
yeah.
you were.
If you compare like months apart or
yeah. If I say
apart.
To myself what I was doing 1 year ago, I cannot believe what I got in
yeah.
1 year, you know, it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the circus school life or like how it is for you? Because you
yeah.
moved away from your family and you're on a different continent. You also don't really speak the language.
Yeah.
How is it for you?
I think everybody have different ways to see the school, but for me it's pretty hard, you know. Especially here in Ukraine. In France, I think it was easier because they are closer in the language, in the way they act, the culture in general. It's different, but it's still a little bit the same.
Mm.
But here, there's the best hand balancers in the gym. So you are not having the same technique that they have. So that you can take it also like motivation, but sometimes that just put you down, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Also, the language is kind of hard because you cannot really talk with the guys and
yeah.
have like real friendship and just going out and everything. It's kind of hard also. So actually all foreign people here are very close.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to talk with real Ukrainian people and
yeah.
just have real friends from the Ukrainians. Being away from my family, I think it's I'm okay now. Probably was hard when I was in France, but now I'm pretty okay. It's just more mentally about the training, about trying to get better every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so frustrating that you are trying to do one trick. Just one trick and you cannot get nothing for maybe 2 months, you know?
Yeah.
Just one trick. And you can see the people who are like getting 2, 3, 4, 5 tricks in the same time.
Wow.
And yeah. And I have seen girls in the gym who are doing also handstands who have sometimes bad trainings and they just go crying outside from the Ukrainian one. And also like I feel like that sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard to train sometimes. You are there trying to do the best.
Yeah, I was there yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but I was really at the edge.
Yeah, I have been there like many, many times.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's one day, but sometimes it's for a whole week that you feel like.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you are always at the edge, but actually, you know, you can go like, you can continue at the end.
Yeah.
I think that's one reason that I'm here, because if I say like, it's too hard or and I cannot be like these people, I just will go home and try to do something else, something
yeah.
easier. So it's part of the life of the handstands especially like an artist, because I think it's not the same when you are doing handstands as a sport that as an artist. You need to be really sensitive with all your emotions, and when you feel sad you cannot just pretend like, okay, I will train and give it, because it's not real. And I feel like you need to be in contact with yourself all the time to give a different
to be authentic. Or
I feel like when you're on stage, people can see everything.
Yeah.
It's like being in a room and you know when someone's in a bad mood, even if it's not saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
And people can feel that when they watch you on stage. So if you're not being authentic with the thing that you are showing, the people, they will not buy it, you know?
Yeah.
They will not believe it.
Yeah.
So I try to stay true to myself, and sometimes that's very hard when you are in circus and handstands especially, because you know you need to work every time for many hours and you don't feel like you can do it, but you try to find the balance.
Oh my god, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
I think this is one experience that, I mean, for me personally, I'm only here for a week and we're going to be here 1.5 more weeks. So that's nothing compared to the time you're spending here. But already I feel like this is such a huge impact for growth emotionally and in the relationship to myself, because you get confronted with your weakness all the time.
Yeah.
And the thing you hate about yourself. I don't know about you, but I hate about myself when I cannot achieve what I want myself to achieve. Like, if everybody's training, and like yesterday we actually talked about it. I had a really low point, I had no energy whatsoever, and I still tried to go on, but I was just disappointed in myself because my body just couldn't.
Yeah.
It was just not possible.
So, I say this in the other video, but Some weeks, some months ago, I couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking just like, I need to get better. I was waking up in the nights like 3-4 times just thinking about it. And it was super sick, you know.
Yeah.
It was not a healthy way to work. And that happens also. Like,
so
you feel kind of disappointed of yourself sometimes, you know.
Yeah. How do you move out of that, or how do you keep yourself sane in this?
I think it's about seeing the same thing from another perspective, and also can help you to have people close to you who can tell you actually how it's going.
Yeah.
It helps me so much to write sometimes how I feel and what I think and everything. Just read it and say like if you're giving an advice to someone else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you see everything in another perspective. And I just realized that I cannot get everything that I want just like in one moment. I need to go like step by step. So sometimes I say every day, okay, my goal today is to do one clean figure. So I do my clean figure in the day and I feel like happy.
Okay.
Instead of say like, okay, I need to get the best training for the whole week.
Yeah.
I think like little things get you better.
Yeah.
Like emotionally better. And also you work in another way.
That is such a great advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that could really work.
It's in general in life, I think, like, you should put like
little
goals,
achievable things. Yeah.
You get like something that makes you happy.
Yeah.
Instead of big things that you think it's the best to get, just the big thing. When you get it, it's not so good as you thought.
Yeah.
Try thinking.
Cool. I'm gonna try that. So have you ever regret to come here, or have you ever thought about leaving?
Not at all, no. I mean, sometimes I'm just thinking I would take some free days.
Mm.
And I never do it. Well, sometimes I'm taking 1 day, 2 days maximum, just to relax in my brain, especially.
And so that works with the school? That's no problem if you just take 1 day off or two?
Well, I guess it's like being sick, you know? Maybe you don't have nothing physically, but I think they understand.
Yeah.
And also your body, it feels sometimes, because you want to train, and I feel your body, it's getting you sick just to stop.
Yeah.
Because that also happens to everyone all the time.
Yeah.
Like they are training so hard, they just get sick randomly.
Yeah.
And your body, it's wise, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you never regret it?
No, no, not at all. It's the best experience I had, and
cool.
It's super painful, but I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you want for your future?
I want to make a creation for my graduation here. So I will do my act. I'm getting ready actually for doing this. So it's still in 2 years, but I think I should start since now.
Yeah.
So I'm making a structure. I have my son already. I tried to design my costume and everything. So
you do everything by yourself?
Yeah. Well, I asked some people to help me. I mean, like, I will ask someone professional to make my structure and also my costume.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all the ideas are by myself.
Cool.
Yeah. I have some good friends who will help me with direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's pretty awesome. Yeah.
Is that what you present at the end when you graduate after 4 years?
Yeah, yeah, you
okay.
need to do one exam in a national circus. So there's all the teachers there. Sometimes it's at the same time of Cirque du Soleil auditions, so sometimes there's people of Cirque du Soleil there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can already come and pick people.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
Wow. Is that at the place where we saw the circus show?
Yeah, the same.
Oh,
circus.
Wow.
So it's kind of exciting, but also scary,
yeah.
You know, just to be on stage. And
yeah, because it's like a real circus stage,
yeah.
Like with lights and everything.
Mm.
Wow.
Very professional.
Yeah, cool. You also teach, right?
Yeah. I have here some students who will come today, actually.
Yeah.
I'm having many workshops in Mexico this year.
Mm-hmm.
I have with Kim one workshop in Germany in January.
Aschaffenburg.
In Aschaffenburg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I have like around 10 workshops this year in Mexico. And then I was teaching to one guy from Spain also in online coaching.
Mm-hmm.
He got actually really good. And we're still in contact. So I like to teach
cool.
And sport and everything.
Is that something you want to develop further, or is it more like just a side thing that doesn't...
I mean,
that's
I have like my career as a performer in the first place.
Yeah.
And besides this, I think I could teach, because I know I will not be performing forever.
Yeah.
But I don't want to start to teach only when I'm like 60 and I never teach before,
yeah.
You know, because I think it's a long process to teach properly.
Yeah, I also feel like it's not the same thing. Like being
no.
a good teacher doesn't mean you're a good hand balancer or performer and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah. I think it's totally different.
Yeah.
And you have to get good at both things.
Mm. Yeah, but you already got the spotting.
Yeah, I like someone to spot. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. A last question for you.
Okay.
What kind of advice would you give to somebody like me who is just learning one arm handstand?
You mean to go from two arms to one arm?
Mm-hmm.
I think the best thing you can do is to work with someone who can spot you.
Mm-hmm.
And also try many times by yourself. But don't get in a rush to do one arm, because when you are in a rush to do one arm, basically you are falling all the time.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So spend time on the fingertips.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the best thing you can do.
Okay.
Instead of just thinking about release the hand, think about feeling all the weight in the other hand.
Hmm.
So as much weight you get in the other hand, this one will be lighter.
Mm-hmm.
So don't just think about pulling your arm. Yeah, and work a lot. That's
would you use the wall if you don't have someone to spot you? Would you do it facing the wall or better free?
I think it's not the best way to do it because you don't have a real feeling about have the balance. It's good to work the shoulders and the stamina to be on one arm.
But
it's not the magic.
It's not the best. You don't have a real feeling.
Because of the rotation.
Yeah. So better to work with the hand on the floor or with a bar.
Mm.
So you grab the bar and you try to stay there. Yeah, I think that's the best way. And spotting is super good also.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Luis.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I so hope that I can visit you sometime in Mexico.
Yeah,
that
we should
go. Yeah, that would be really cool. Unfortunately, this summer we are already like packed with trips.
But there's more years to come.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I also hope to see your act once it's done.
Yeah, of course. Of course. You're invited to my graduation.
Yay!
So you're invited to Ukraine. Oh,
that's
yeah,
a date, yeah.
Because you can see the others also. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Cool.
That can be awesome.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a wrap up. As always, I hope you enjoyed watching this. If you have any more questions, don't hesitate to comment down below. I will put all of Luis' contact information in the description, so you can follow him on Instagram and you can also get in touch with him. Other than that, it's never too late to start what you love. So I'll see you next Monday on the